Yo, man, I'm here with Vince Beats, man. We're going to have a little segment right now. It just came out, it's hit the news that Dwight Howard,
the basketball star,
just got called out about being on the DL. So apparently, Dwight Howard been sleeping with his author, a transgender guy, and everything is coming out of the pocket. So I'm just confused, Vince. Like, what's your take on this thing, man?
You know, apparently the man been playing with more balls than the balls on the court, if you understand what I'm saying.
Right.
You know, so, you know, basically, apparently, you know, he jumped in the DM.
Mm-hmm.
Of the transgender, you know, they started building a little relationship, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it became his boyfriend, you know.
Right.
But he, you know, he wasn't going around there playing PlayStation. You know, he was playing with that booty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, booty Warriors. He might as well go play for the Warriors.
So first of all, this is my problem. Dwight Howard out here getting fucked, right?
Straight up.
Dwight Howard, 6'11", is out here getting straight ass plowed. You know what I'm saying? If that's your thing, that's your thing, Dwight Howard. Whatever. You fooled us for all these fucking years. Fuck you. Alright? Yeah, I thought you was a real G. So, this is my take on it. You walking down the street. No, out the street. You coming down court. And Dwight Howard go up for a dunk, and his ass plug fall out.
Right there on the court.
How do you explain that? Huh? You go up for a slam dunk, come down, ass plug fall right on the fucking court.
Bright red.
A whole bright red ass plug fall right out the doo-doo hole right on the court. How you explain that? We on national TV. My kids watching TV right now. And Dwight Howard goes up for the dunk and blow, right on the floor, ass plug, fall out. What do you do?
Man, I think that I have to suspend that man for at least 10 games.
What's the violation?
Man, I don't know. Sex apparatus on the court. I don't know, man. And it's, you know, I think
flag on the play, flatulent asshole.
Man, I think that I have to put that man out the game, man.
I think that's
that's cause for ejection.
Yeah, that got to be a term, man. That got to be a term. Illegal foul in the anus?
Oh, no. Damn, I'm like, damn, he probably walking around, you know, he a tall motherfucker. He 6'11", so them niggas he fucking with probably about 7 feet.
Hell yeah.
You know,
so he out here fucking with these Amazons.
Yeah, he probably got down, you know, he taking some fucking King Kong shit.
Hell yeah. So basically, he got an 8-inch butt plug in.
You know, and really, the irony of the situation really is this. The man set out the first 8 or 9 games this season with an ass injury, man. Like, no bullshit. Like the young boys say, no cap.
Come on, man.
The man set out for about 8-9 games, they said, with an injury to the buttocks.
So,
but I'm inclined to say that maybe it might have been an anal injury. You know, they might have said buttocks.
So buttocks. So what you're saying is, on national TV, they said that Dwight Howard had to be sidelined for a buttocks injury.
Bro, that nigga ain't played about game 8 or 9, man.
So basically, what happened was, Dwight Howard's asshole prolapsed and it fell out.
Possibly.
In the middle of practice.
Possibly.
So they had to sideline him in the preseason because his doodoo hole fell out.
He probably had to go get it fixed. Or maybe he liked it that way. You know, those funny style motherfuckers, man, they into some crazy shit.
Right. So I just looked online and now I see that they have the DH Anal 3000 butt plugs out now. What do you think about those? Those guys got on it real quick, huh?
Yeah, you know, that's what, you know, God forbid any running back running around, you know, taking that deep. You know, they might run out there, get hit, whole ass fall out.
Yeah, right. You know, I hope this product doesn't spread out to the NFL, man. It'll be a lot of centers with their prolapsed assholes out in the middle of the game. Can you imagine Aaron Rodgers under the center and then his hands just start coming up filled with blood because that butt plug fell out in the middle of a block?
Yeah, that'd be crazy, man.
Yeah. So, hey, guys, if you really want to sign on, you can go ahead on and log online to get the DH3000 ass plugs. DwightHoward.com. DwightHoward.com. Absolutely. Hey, man, I don't know. I know this fruit tastes real good. You know, Dwight Howard. Come on, dog. Come on, Dwight.
Then the drink don't even look bad, man.
Come on, Dwight.
This nigga wiped the transgender drink. It don't even look good.
Right.
Like, he just in love with the angels.
He just, Dwight Howard is in love with the asshole. I mean, just straight up. Dwight, so if you were so in love with the asshole, why can't you just fuck a bitch in her ass?
That's why Kobe couldn't play with him.
Yeah, Kobe couldn't get down with it. He knew you had an asshole plug.
Kobe here, he was hanging out in them damn clubs.
Yep, you know Kobe know everybody. He's Kobe fucking Bryant. You know, he got all the hoes, all the bitches.
They were telling Kobe. Kobe was like, man, I don't
want to
pass this bitch the ball.
I'm not passing this fucking ass tickler the ball,
and
yo.
Then think about all the injuries this nigga always had.
Hip.
Back.
Knee. mouth injury. Dwight Howard had a throat problem first couple of years in the league.
He said he had a throat problem. No, but serious though, man. He had a back injury when he was out there. With Kobe and them, man. One of them people went out there and broke that man back.
Yeah.
In California, he went out there with the real roasters.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I mean? Like them undercover Jews. Know what I mean? Them dudes, you know what I mean?
Niggas pulling out 9-inch dinglings, putting it right up in them. Wow! Dwight Howard, tall ass, on his fucking knees. Fucking nasty.
Back up.
He probably fucked goddamn. Who he probably fucked Magic Johnson's son.
That's what did it.
He fucked Magic Johnson's son. Right in the fucking asshole. He fucked Magic Johnson's son right in the asshole, yo.
They had to get
That's
him out
it.
There.
That's why they got him out of L.A. That's why they got him out of L.A., yo.
They seen him walk out to the club 3:00 in the morning with Magic Johnson saying, they said, hell no.
Hell no.
They say, ain't none of these niggas hanging with EJ.
Man, it won't no goddamn business decision that they had going on in there. Goddamn, if your daddy won't there, it won't no business decision. You was in there, Jane. Beating Magic Johnson's son down to the fucking ground, yo. That nigga 6'8 and you 6'11 and y'all are in there ass sliding in each other, yo. Asshole so loose, you can shove a whole fist in the motherfucker, yo. Straight nasty, yo.
Damn,
crazy. Dwight. That's why his fucking back was hurting, because he was tickling his goddamn spleen. Dwight Howard. That's why Kobe didn't want to shoot you the shot, man.
Come on, Dwight.
He knew you would have had a blowout.
Come on, Dwight.
God damn, baby.
Then this man, come on, man. This man go down there to Houston. Harden say, man, I can't do it with this nigga, man. Like, fuck it. I'd rather have the African nigga.
Yep.
Capella off the bench.
Off the bench, man.
Then had this nigga Dwight in here taking these schlongs.
Come on, man.
In the locker room, looking at niggas in the goddamn shower and shit.
Hell yeah.
Playing games.
Dwight's taking long-ass showers.
And then, look, this the crazy thing, man.
What's the crazy thing, Kyle?
They say the nigga goddamn came straight to goddamn Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And the man told Bradley Beal in the shower. don't drop the soap. He told that man don't drop the soap, man. So I'm like, shit.
Was that on national TV?
Man, the nigga told Bradley Beal, don't drop the soap.
Don't drop the soap, yo. Crazy.
Like, he walked right in and announced his intentions. Like, nigga, we play basketball, but if you drop that soap, it's gonna be some real shit.
Damn right. Man, that is crazy, yo. Well, that's about all for today. I think Dwight Howard, I wish your ass a lot of luck. I wish you luck.
Literally.
That you can withhold the amount of pounding that you're going to endure over the next several years. Because your NBA career is fucking over, buddy.
Might as well go on and put that wig on now.
Put the wig on and go out there and call Dennis Rodman. Call Dennis Rodman. Call Magic Johnson's son.
And have the biggest fucking threesome.
And have the biggest threesome in the world.
Right.
It's going to be smelling like doo-doo and feet in that jank, cuz.
And corn chips.
And corn chips. Doo-doo, sweat, and corn chips, yo. And I heard you like to go bareback. So I know you ain't putting on no rubber, yo. You risking yourself for everything, cuz.
You trying to be just like Magic Daddy.
Hell yeah.
EJ Daddy.
EJ Daddy.
Man, at least scrap up, you fucking all these niggas, man.
Come on, man. You got to at least cover up the meat, man. You going into dangerous ground, girl. You going in dangerous turf, man.
Ground zero.
Yeah. I know Magic Johnson's son just shitted on you at least two times, man. I know y'all ain't in there taking it easy on each other.
You supposed to be a whole live aggressive man.
So I know you plowing the dog shit out of him. That's crazy, yo. Y'all probably be putting hamsters in each other's assholes.
Come on, Dwight.
Come on, man.
They did. They said they had to get your ass out of Atlanta because that's where all the faggots at.
Hell yeah.
That's where you met the faggot that you with now.
Damn right.
That you broke up with. That's all messy.
And Dwight, how the hell your 6'11 ass ain't got caught by now, man? What time of the day you going to these fag bag parties, yo? What time of the day are you going to get your asshole tunneled out, man? Straight up, yo. What time of the day? Like, are you Blade, nigga? Are you a vampire? Are you not seen?
You better go work on that free throw, man.
Hell yeah. You know you can't shoot a free throw to save your goddamn career.
You're giving out that free hole. You need to work on that free throw.
If they told you to make 20 free throws in a row, you couldn't do it to keep your job, guy. Terrible. Straight terrible, Dwight. Mm-mm. Well, anyway, I'm done talking about you, man. Pissed me off in one day.